If you're dominating every day, if you're scoring 2-3 goals every game, that means you're probably not getting better. You're probably playing in a level where you shouldn't be at. You should be trying to get somewhere higher.
Obviously, not everyone has that environment, you know, being able to go to Brazil and stuff like that, and also being in a competitive household, you know, with other footballers. Is there any way that you would, you know, recommend to younger players to, like, kind of, obviously you can't curate the exact environment, but to simulate that environment and find those like-minded guys to compete against and you know, get better with?
Yeah, I mean, that's, like you said, it's a tough question, but I think looking back, my biggest thing was always trying to be uncomfortable, you know, uncomfortable situations, be with good players. And if you're dominating every day, if you're scoring 2-3 goals every game, that means you're probably not getting better. You're probably playing in a level where you shouldn't be at. You should be trying to get somewhere higher. If you're playing pickup games and you're dribbling everybody, then it's probably not a ideal situation for yourself. For me, I always wanted to challenge myself each and every day. And I think I did that. I didn't stay on many teams that I felt like I was just, you know, the best player or stuff like that. And my I can remember when I was on Gachi, I was nowhere near the best player. I was always in the middle of the group. Guys are getting called to the U.S. national team, and I was never one of those guys. And I've always put my head down and you know, worked. And I think one of my best qualities is. You know, I used the Brazilian side of my life in my play, and then I also had the, you know, the American, where you put your head down and be the hardest worker. Right. So I was able to use both of those qualities and try to be the best player that I can be. And that being said, you know, even when I went to college, I wasn't being recruited. I didn't go to a big school. So, you know, I think for me, it was honestly just, you can't be in a comfortable situation. I'm still not comfortable till this day. I'm still trying to get better. And I think that's the biggest point that I can remember is I was never in a good situation where I'm like, oh, I'm the best player here. Like, I'm good. I'm fine. I'm going to be a pro player no matter what.
Yeah. I mean, that's obviously, you know, there's so many cliche sayings that you can say, and the toughest thing is to get out of your comfort zone as much as possible. I mean, it's easy to say, but to actually live it is a totally different story. So, you know, what's your kind of, when you're in that uncomfortable situation and, you know, maybe you're in the middle of the pack, you're not the best player, you're not getting recruited. How do you kind of flip the switch? What do you say to yourself to, you know, kind of transition to, all right, I'm getting this work in today, instead of just, you know, laying on the couch and kind of being feeling sorry for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it might sound like a cliche, but these are things that I did well when I was younger in the academy days and college days, and then when I got to the pros, maybe I even myself I forgot it a little bit, and I even let myself down in my early days. But I would say, like, making sure that no matter what's happening, you have to be the hardest worker. You have to be the first one to show up. You have to be the last one to leave, because stuff like that, the coach notices, everyone notices. Like, it just shows that you really, really care, and that can go a long way. And if you're obviously the first one there, the last one there, each and every day, you're gonna get better no matter what. You're getting a little bit better each and every day. You're gonna get fitter. You're gonna get stronger. Whatever you're doing, and then the coach realizes that, and eventually you're gonna get your chance to prove yourself. And then it's up to you on what you do. But yeah, just those things. Like, for example, like when I was earlier in my career in Philly, sometimes I forgot about that. Sometimes, you know, it could be the immaturity in my life when I was 21, 22. But those things, like, they happen, you know, you're human. It's going to happen. And then those are things now when I'm further along in my career where I can't forget, where I have to do it if things aren't going my way. And you know, it's going to happen again even now in the future, in my future. So those are just things that you just have to keep doing for the rest of your life, honestly.